Yenomer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Teida, Yishkol Elam Kula Rov, Vuhu Sevayim. Ki Oster Rabim, Rav Bimin came and said like this, Omer, Mafishchaya, a person that sees Zer on Yom Kippur, and will live throughout the whole year, is Mafishchaya, is going to have a long life, and Sagi Yomaski, Trashi Mafishchaya, Zer Shiroi Kerb Yom Kippur, Svu Yomaski, Bebonim, Uvnei Bonim, Shekach HaSim, and Yira Zer Yaruch Yomim. He'll have a lot of children. This is the Simon Hashem showed him Zer on Yom Kippur, as if to say, I'll have a long life. He'll be Zeicha B'chaim. He'll have a long life because of this. And the Mepharshim speak out, the Faket, you have to give a Shvach V'dot to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like if you lived out the year, you have to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu that is giving you Arichas Yomim. Hadin Lecha Yom Kippur Maslikla Masechta Yuma. Hadin Lecha Yom Kippur Maslikla Masechta Yuma. Hadin Lecha Yom Kippur Maslikla Masechta Yuma. Just want to say one little hadron here, at the end of the Masechet of Yuma, the last Mishnah we're learning about Tshuva, the last Mishnah ends off. That Doros Reb Lossi Ben Azayim, the Mikol Chatasetim L'Hashem Tetoru, then it goes to Omer Rabbi Kiva, Ashrechem Yisrael of Nemi Atem Metarim. So he says two things. Mi Metar Reschem Avicha Shabashmayim, who is Metar Resh Hashem? Shenem Abuzarak Yalechem Mayim Torim Metartim. Then V'yoyim another posik, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. That my mikveh mataras etzmei, my HaKadosh Baruch Hu mataras Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a mikveh. Just like a mikveh is mataras etzmei, my HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mataras Yisrael. So question of first we ask, why does Rav Kiva have to say two things? First he says is that, Avichin Shebashmayim, who is mataras HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shenema v'zorak t'yalech imayim terim. And then it says, mikveh Yisrael like a mikveh. What are the two different madregas here? Well, some of first we want to say there are two different ways how you can do tshuva. Certain times is that you need siyata d'shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch himself has to help us. We're so far away that we can't do it by ourselves. But we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. That's his first madrega. We have to know, Mi Matar Eschem Avichin Shebashmayim, that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself comes and helps us. Shenema V'zorak Yalechem Mayim Torim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself throws down upon us Mayim Torim without our own sake, without us doing anything. Hashem alone is Matar us. But there's a bigger madrega then. But V'yoyim a mikveh Yisrael, sometimes a person is like a mikveh. We know a mikveh stays still, and the person has to put himself into the mikveh totally. If you put yourself into the mikveh, then you have Tyra. So certain times like Tzadikim, you yourself could put yourself in the matzav of Tyra, you yourself throw yourself into the mikveh. The Melech Kodesh Baruch Hu is matar you. But these are like a bigger madrega that you could help yourself. Like if a person himself wants to come and do Taiv, so then the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Messiahim. And we always say, B'derosh Adam Lelech, Reitza Lelech Malichin Oisim. Whichever way you want to go, that's the way they help you. So if you yourself make the way to go the right way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. And that's the beginning of the Masechta also, that Shivas Yomim, Kodim Yom Kippurim, is Nafrishim Kain Godol. That 7 days before Yom Kippur, we separate the Kain Godol, B'teris Tyro. We want him to go away from his house to come and live in the Beis Hamikdash. Like he has to know now he's going to do the Avodah in Yom Kippur, he has to prepare himself for 7 days in advance. In other words, he himself wants to make his own Torah by himself. He wants to prepare himself to make himself Torah. That's why 7 days in advance he starts to prepare himself. But he himself is putting himself into this midah of the mikvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be matar you. That's really the end of the Masechta. Let's ask more we also had. The Dinyan of Zera, of a Balkeri, that you really have to go to the mikvah because of this. But Amola could be you're a tzaddik. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing you that he himself gives us a Torah. That he made you a Balkeri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mainly for the fact that you yourself want to have Torah, so Hashem like puts you into the mikvah to show you he himself will give you the Torah. But that's what this whole Masechta Yuma was about, the end, the whole Avodah Yom Kippur is to matire ourselves, to bring the Karbonos, to do certain things, in order that we should have Torah. And we know the Seidat Varim is after Yom Kippur, then we have Chag HaSukkos. Because they say Chag HaSukkos is only possible to go into the Sukkah after you have Torah. After we have our forgiveness on Yom Kippur, then we could go and live in the Sukkah. Which really, going into the Sukkah, Mamish, like we'll see in the Gemara soon, is Zeichel Anani HaKovid, like a Mamish going to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days. Mamish like a mikvah. The only mitzvah we have, that we do a mitzvah with our whole body, goes into the mikvah, is only mitzvah Sukkah. The Mamish for 7 days, we leave our house, and we go into the Sukkah to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole body goes in. That's a dugma to a mikvah. That you put your whole body into the mikvah. And that's only shaykh to have a sukkah stack after a yuma, after a mesechta yuma, after you have the tyrum, then we can afford to go into the sukkah. Right, now we're going to sukkah.